Okay, now you've got two little thumb type of strums, and one of them uses the index finger for upstrokes. Now we're going to look at something else you can do with your thumb that for a rhythm, and that's a boogie-woogie kind of bass line. There's a lot of licks that blues guitar players borrowed from boogie-woogie piano players. And if you ever saw that Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll movie about Chuck Berry, Keith Richards talks at some length about how the Chuck Berry basic lick is kind of comes from his piano player Jimmy Johnson's piano style of playing. Well, this whole boogie-woogie thing that Chuck Berry did and that a lot of acoustic players before him did in the first position down here in the key of E, that's a real boogie-woogie piano lick. It's sort of like what the piano player did with his left hand. So if you play it, you don't even have to play a full E chord to do this lick. Just play your index finger on the fifth string, second fret, and with your thumb, try to just hit the fifth and sixth strings like that. And now you can see a little chart about the boogie-woogie lick. It shows you how to... First, let's start it just with adding with your pinky, adding the fifth string, fourth fret. So I'm alternating, you know, second fret, fourth fret.
Going down, downtown, down. Tell me, don't you wanna go?
So now I'm on the A seventh, doing the same thing. My index finger's playing the fourth string, second fret, and my pinky's adding on that fourth string, fourth fret.
I'm gonna hit the ground running 'cause walking's much too slow.
So for the B7th, I'm still just strumming the B7th.
Take me to the airport, Lord, won't you put me on a plane? You know this smoggy old city, Lord, it's driving me insane.
Now that's how that boogie-woogie thing works. You could do the same thing in that slow blues.
Up early in the morning, blues falling down like rain.
So on. And it sounds like a backup. There needs to be a little more in there, though. It's a little bit monotonous, and we'll add something more in a few minutes. But first, I want to take the boogie-woogie lick and add something to it. Let's add one more note. So your pinky hits, you're back on E, and your pinky adds that note to the fourth fret. Your index finger is fretting the fifth string, second fret. You add the fourth fret, and then you go up one more fret to the fifth fret. Now, is that too much of a stretch? No problem. You don't have to keep your index finger on the second fret if it's a hard stretch. And then you get things like, well, let's see, let's switch tunes on you and do That's All Right. And it goes...